Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Our guest on this segment of the Small Biz Brain says that if your business needs financing and if you're having difficulty getting it, don't be afraid of credit cards. Daryl Hornbacher is the co-founder of Midas Financial. The company has successfully secured funding for clients in excess of $250 million since 2005. Joining us in the line from their offices in Denver, Colorado, to tell us more is Daryl Hornbacher. He's the co-founder of Midas Financial. Daryl, welcome to the program.
Thanks, David. It's a pleasure to be here.
When you started Midas Financial in 2005, we were living in a very different world. Why did you originally start Midas Financial, and what was the original vision for the company?
Yeah, it was a totally different world, David. I was a small business owner, having owned numerous businesses in the past, and I ended up getting involved with Midas, or starting Midas, as we were looking for financing for one of my small businesses. I had a hard time obtaining it and said to myself, it just shouldn't be that hard. Went out and figured out a way to do it and got the money I needed to take my business to the next level. Subsequently, I had a couple of friends that were looking for money, and I showed them how to do it and realized there was a business opportunity here and started Midas Financial. And, you know, 4 years later, we've done just a bunch of business, and we've helped literally thousands of small business owners get capital.
You're right in the middle of this credit and finance business, and which begs the question, how has the credit environment changed from your perspective in these few years you've been in it?
Lenders have just really buckled down. What you see in the press is somewhat true. It's not totally true. Lenders are still willing to give money, but gone are the days, let's say just a year ago, if you had a 675 credit score and a pulse, I could get you just hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Today, it isn't quite that simple. Lenders are looking for full documentation. They're looking for security and collateral, things like that. Those are the basic things that have changed in the industry. But the bottom line is there's still a bunch of money out there, David. You just have to know who and how.
So let's shift gears. The options right now, I know that you're recommending that business owners look at credit cards as a source. Let's lay the groundwork. First of all, what's the difference between business credit and personal credit and the credit cards that go with those those facilities?
Okay. As it pertains to credit cards, there's only one difference. You have to qualify for a business credit card the same way you do a personal credit card. And odds are you can go to the same lender or vendor and get a business and a personal credit card from them.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest difference is on personal credit cards, your balance usage is responsible for 30% of your credit score. You go out and max out a personal credit score and max out a personal credit card, and your credit score could go in the tank real quick just because the lenders think you've overutilized your available credit. A business credit card does not report balances to the bureaus, so you could go out and get a business credit card with 20 or 25 grand available on it. You can max the card out, and you will suffer no ill effects on your personal credit.
Do they also look and measure the ratios of available to what you currently have in use?
In the qualifying procedure, yes, they will. I mean, you're not just going to go out and apply for a business credit card to get yourself out of trouble you might currently be in and get it and transfer all these balances. That's not quite how it works. However, if you've handled your finances responsibly and you're aware that carrying high balances can damage your credit and haven't done any of those things,
mm-hmm.
you can go out and apply for a business credit card. You can move balances over, and your normal or routine credit scores of 675 to 700 will all of a sudden jump into the 740s and 750s just because you're not carrying these balances in your own name.
Okay. We're visiting with Daryl Hornbacher. He's the co-founder of Midas Financial, that website www.midas-financial.com. Let's talk about qualifying for credit lines with a credit card for business. Do the credit card companies prefer that you're transferring existing balances over, or is it not an issue for them?
It's not an issue. The credit card companies, David, look for stability, and they want to make sure that you're not overextended. Those are the big things.
Right.
The basic criteria that they use on the business on qualifying for a business credit card is they like to see you in business for a year or two, although they will give strong consideration to startups if other qualifying criteria is there. They like to see a personal credit score of 675 or higher. Obviously, the higher the score, the higher the limit they're going to give you. And that's pretty much it. I mean, there's a couple of little things, but they're really insignificant. They're looking to see if you have historically demonstrated you pay your bills on time, i.e. a good credit score, and that you are an actual licensed or registered entity, LLC, S-Corp, whatever. If you're those two things, you're going to get some money.
Daryl, have you in your travels encountered folks that were, maybe they had a business gone south, maybe they've had a bankruptcy judgment. What do you suggest for those that are perhaps trying to start a new small business and are in credit repair mode?
Hope that you have really nice family and friends. Bankruptcy this day and age, if you've got a BK on your report and you're in the startup mode, you got trouble. And, you know, I'm not just, you know, going to blow smoke here. I mean, that's the bottom line. Look at it from a lender's point of view. It's a startup, and 80% of startups fail.
Right.
And you have not quite handled your finances in the past how they like to see them handled.
Sure.
And, you know, so that's strike two. And then depending on the industry, I mean, you could hit the trifecta as far as strikes go real quick, and you're just not going to get the money. The business credit cards are an alternative. They tend not to look at bankruptcies that are over 3 or 4 years old. They're looking basically at your immediate credit score, and they're looking at the fact that you have a legal entity.
Okay, very good. So after a certain amount of time, they're not looking so much at that particular situation, the bankruptcy
with
situation.
With business credit cards, that's correct. Now, with anything else, I mean, and I deal with over 900 lenders nationwide, David.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you mention the word bankruptcy in the past 10 years, every one of them run for the hills.
Okay, that's good to know. How are the credit cards typically structured in terms of repayment programs or terms, or let's say asked another way, are these like credit lines? I mean, is it safe to think of a credit card facility like a credit line that's revolving?
Well, that's how you have to look at it, and it's interesting you should mention that, because this is something that's really cool about these business credit cards. Number one, they're offering interest rates that are just obscene. There, some of them, and again, it's all score driven, so it depends on your personal score.
Sure.
But you've got some credit card companies that are offering 0% interest for up to 15 months. So you can go out and you can use this business credit card as a credit line to pay vendors, to do whatever you want to do within the confines of your business, and you literally could get an interest-free loan for as much as 15 months.
Wow.
Typically, you'll see interest rates in the 3.9 to 7.9 range, and that's for somebody with a personal credit score above 700. Don't miss a payment, don't be late, et cetera. Obviously, that's going to change the whole dynamic of what the offering of from the credit card company. But if you mind your P's and Q's and do what you're supposed to do, you can survive or get along with a really good interest rate for a decent period of time, and you can ride out this storm. I mean, the same vendors that give business credit cards do business lines of credit, and they're charging 8, 10, 12, 14% for these. It's the exact same money. It's just a different vehicle that they deliver it to you in.
Okay.
And that's the problem, or that's the thing that people have a problem with, is the minute you hear credit card, it's like, oh, you know, I don't want to do that. I don't want to oversaddle myself. My question to my clients is, what's the difference if you've got $50,000 on a business credit card or you've maxed out a $50,000 line of credit? There is no difference. It's just a different vehicle.
Okay, great. Thanks for that. So the website is www.midas-financial.com. We've been visiting with Daryl Hornbacher. He's the co-founder of Midas Financial. Daryl, is there a phone number that folks can call if they're more interested in speaking with someone?
Sure, David. I do free consulting work all the time. If it has to do something to do with finance or credit, most of the time I know what I'm talking about. I can be reached. My direct line is 303-513-8664. That's 303-513-8664. And I'm happy to do anything I can to promote small business in this country.
Thank you, Daryl. Pleasure having you on the show. Thanks for joining us on the Small Biz Brain.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.